calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright, this is CITR Radio. I've taken the baton from the news team, thanks to Morgan and crew. It's time for Stranded. This is Australian and Canadian music. And I've got at least one Kiwi track to squeeze in before the end of the show. I've played a lot of New Zealand music of late, and I want to keep that momentum up. So we've got brand new music from New Zealand towards the last half hour of the show, and brand new music from Vancouver too. But first up, we have a special guest who's just popped in right now. He's just finding a seat. His name is Cool Fog. And Cool Fog is a electronic artist based here in Vancouver. And I discovered him. He reached out and contacted me online. And anyone can do that. If you make music, find me online, ausstrandedradio.com, and if you're locally based, you can do exactly what Cool Fog did and meet me on a street corner and hand me a CD, and we had a coffee and got to know each other, and here he is 1 week later sitting in the studio. So that could be you. I love to meet interesting people who are making music, and that's really why we do this, why the station exists. A big reason is to promote local artists. And so today it's a bit of an electronic based show, I guess. Cool Fog has brought down some of his favorites and also some of his own music, of course, we're going to be featuring a lot of. But first up, here's a band that I've been putting off to play for a show like this, actually, that's a bit more electronic based than the usual kind of rockier stuff I play, I suppose. This artist was called Propeller, and I say was because I'm not sure if Propeller is an active project, but from what I can gather, in the mid to late 90s, Propeller was making a lot of very interesting music on Scratch Records. That's how I actually discovered him. I found an old Scratch Records compilation here in the studio record library from a previous record called Rame, R-A-M-E, which was, I guess, around 94, 95. But the full-length album I found in our record library is called Oro, O-R-O. So Propeller is the artist name, and the real name of the gentleman was Mark Spybe, S-P-Y-B-E-Y. So this record is the second full-length. So here we go. This is a Vancouver-based electronic artist. I really like really cool ambient stuff like this. So let's start out with Untitled Number 1. He didn't title any of his tracks. So this is Untitled Number 1 from Propeller from the album Oro. Okay. Thank you.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, this is CITR Radio, and my little contribution weekly is called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And I love doing as many interviews as I can, and this week is no exception. We have a locally based free jazz electronica artist here in the studio. Now, his name is Michael Raphael, and he goes by the name Cool Fog.
Thanks for having me here.
No problem. I hope you enjoyed Propeller there. That was the first artist I played today. I was been saving it up for someone like Cool Fog, because I figured, did you like it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I did. It was relaxing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely sort of in the mood of what we're going to be hearing from Michael's project very soon. Just once again, the guy's name was Propeller. That was the project name. And I mean, if anyone knows whether Propeller is still around, you can call through 604-822-2487 if you're a Propeller fan. They were put out on Scratch Records, which is a great local independent label. They did mostly garagey kind of stuff. I'm surprised that that artist was on their label. So Michael is in the studio here today. He goes by the name Cool Fog. And like I said earlier, we just connected online because Michael found my website. And I'm really glad that you contacted me because today's your day. Michael, what could you tell us about your beginnings in your exploration of music, of making it yourself?
Basically, I've always loved electronic music, and I had my first synths when I was, I guess, in my late teens, and was pretty much overwhelmed by them, but it didn't stop my love of synths, and later in life, in my 30s, I got some synths, because you can now build a studio basically at home, so we live in a great age where, you know, you don't have to, you can basically be your own a musician and produce your own tracks at home. And a lot of great synths from the 80s that were quite expensive and out of the reach of most people, you can pick up secondhand, and if you know how to tinker and you can fix them, you can basically try out a lot of analog gear from the 80s and play with those. So
well, there must be a whole scene now. Like, are you part of, like, say, an online community that kind of talks about synths, or that you hunt them down? It must be
I listen to the music, and you can go on YouTube, and you can, if you're interested in a piece of gear, you can go on YouTube and listen to the way it sounds. Somebody will be demonstrating it. And then if you like the sounds, then I've also, you know, picked up a few pieces of the gear and then listened to them, played with them, and then sold them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's such a cool thing. Yeah. Like revisiting and making use of what a lot of people might have thought was obsolete. But if you've got the skills to tinker, that's even better. Let's go right into one of Michael's tracks so we know what we're talking about here. We have a CD queued up here. What track number do you want to start with? What
sure
do you have down here?
Kaboom.
Kaboom? Yeah. Track one?
I don't know if it's track one on this CD.
Okay. We'll start with track one anyway. We'll see how we go. And you can tell us the name of this track. So we'll listen to Cool Fog. He is a local electronic artist, and he's in the studio chatting with us today.
Sense to anyone at all. So get out of my head and let me begin again. Let me begin again and let me try some new things and let me start again and let me quit wasting time, quit wasting time. So get out of my head and let me begin again. Let me begin again and let me try some new things and let me start again and let me quit wasting time, quit wasting time. I wish you were here and it would never work and it doesn't make sense and it doesn't make sense and I wish you were here and it doesn't make sense and it doesn't make sense to anyone at all.
Cool. That was, yeah, we were just saying that's sort of almost a spoken word type piece there with some beautiful ambient music in the background. Cool Fog is the name of the project, and Cool Fog is here, aka Michael Raphael. We'll be right back to chat with Michael some more straight after this message.
Buy, sell, and trade new and used vinyl records at the Main Street Record Fair. With thousands of vinyl records for sale, you can discover gems and stock up on cheap classics. Join us Saturday, November 9th and Sunday, November 10th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for vinyl spinning DJs, food truck goodness, prizes, discounts, and great deals on tons of vinyl records. For more information, visit vinylrecordfair.com.
You're so baby. You're so baby.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded. So that track from Cool Fog there was called Bad Memory. It's the first track off his unreleased record, self-titled Cool Fog, that you can find online, soundcloud.com/CoolFog. So what can you tell us about, like, I'm really unschooled in the world of electronic music, and you said you used a vocoder on that for the vocals, and what equipment did you use for the actual instrumentation?
One of my roommates a couple years ago, when I first was looking at the software, had Cakewalk, and it was very confusing to me, and so I kind of searched for software that was easier entry point to use and to actually create something with, and I found Mackie Traction, and I was using that. So I used that and Cycling 76, I think. There's another company that makes plugins, and they have a great vocoder. And I used that, and then... So that was kind of... That was a very early track that I made, maybe 6 years ago, five years ago, yeah.
Wow. So basically, you've been recording for quite some time, slowly building up some tracks. And how has it changed there? For 6 years is quite a bit of time now to experiment. Mm-hmm. How have you moved on since that track in terms of equipment? Or
One of the great things that I got is a hardware recorder, and so I can output analog or digitally from my PC to a hardware recorder, and that's really great just because it gives you different tone, and it also it cuts down on your CPU power because you're not using your own PC to record and play your instruments. So that's one thing. And then I experimented with preamps and outboard gear. samplers more recently. Like I got an Akai a couple of years ago. And then I just go through synths, like in drum machines. I got a drum machine. One of the last things I got was a sequencer, like an outboard hardware sequencer that I'm having a lot of fun with right now. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm curious. I wouldn't mind going forward in time to a track you've recorded relatively recently now to compare and contrast. We have them up here here on SoundCloud. Is there one that jumps out at you that you'd like to play next?
You can play the first one.
Wave Beats?
No.
We got here... actually, we played that one last week, Wave Beats. Silver Ogre. I like
Yeah,
I like the sound of that. Silver. Here's a track called Silver Ogre by Cool Fog. He's based in Vancouver and he creates some fantastic synth-based music. So it's really good to have a bit of change of pace on this show here and play something quite different. Here we go. This is a track called Silver Ogre from a gentleman named Cool Fog.
Thank you. Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
Okay, some really fascinating sounds here today. Cool Fog. And you can find these sounds at https://soundcloud.com/coolfog. And the two tracks you heard there were Silver Ogre and then Orangity 3, whatever that means. Yeah. Michael, does that word have any...
Yeah, Orangity.
Well, yeah, what is that? What is...
I guess the words just evoked from the song.
Yeah, wow, that was just really wonderful. We even had a caller call through wondering how we could find that online. So I was just saying off air that Michael, I know bugger all about synthesizers, and you started to talk about things like sequencers and MIDI, and I don't really even know what a sequencer is. Can you explain a little bit more about your process of what you're actually doing? The last two tracks that we played there, what are you doing? What box do you have in front of you, and what are you doing with it?
Well, basically, I love hearing interesting sounds in new tracks, and that's what I try to create. So I basically just, what I usually do is I experiment with a chain of VST instruments. So it's like software instruments. So you can chain them together, so you can put one input to one output to an input to an output. And then you can shape the sound that way. And that's how I've worked with coming up with a lot of sounds.
Okay. And then what is a synthesizer as distinct from MIDI, are those terms used interchangeably, or what is MIDI?
I'm not sure when MIDI came about. I think it was probably the early 70s. Somebody's probably going to call and correct me on that. But MIDI is kind of, it's like a communication between devices. So you can send messages, MIDI messages, from one electronic device to another electronic device. So notes, time, like the beats, and things like that.
Okay. And synthesizers themselves, like, have they been around since, like, the late 60s? Or was it more early 70s? Because I think, in terms of popular music, like, Pete Townsend, I think, was one of the first real popular musicians to make use of them, and that would have probably been the early 70s or late 60s. Do you know much about the history of the synthesizer and its use?
I don't know too much history about it. I know that it did come around in about the 70s, became popular.
Hmm. Yeah. And we're actually going to come back. I think I wouldn't mind playing one more track of yours and then coming back and speaking a little bit about some of the tracks that you brought into play today, some of the music that influenced you growing up. Some of it electronic, some of it not. Of course, any great music lover's often got a very eclectic mix of songs that influence their tastes. But let's get back into another track. This is really wonderful to play some really quite fantastic experimental music. Any track next jump out at you here, Michael?
You can play Funkified, I guess.
Funkified. Okay, here's Funkified by Cool Fog, a local free jazz electronic artist here sitting in the studio, CITR Radio here in Vancouver. We'll be right back. So in the background there, you're hearing the sounds of Cool Fog. He is our special guest here in the studio today on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Wonderful synthesizer-based music. And Michael here was attempting to explain a little bit about how it all works. And I think I'm just going to have to get my hands dirty one of these days, because it's such a mystery to me. And this it's such mysterious music. And actually, you were saying the first track there we played was your attempt to write a bit of a James Bond theme. Is that right?
Functified.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, no, I could definitely hear that. Yeah, yeah. Very, very secret agent, mysterious-like. Thank you, Michael, for coming in today. Now, as far as your influences in music, you've brought down a couple of records to talk about. I guess close to this genre of music. First of all, you let me know about Mythos. Now, Mythos is, it looks like, a Vancouver act. The only album I can find here in the studio is looks like it's from 2002 roughly, and it's called Eternity. But you've actually found a track for us online called Purity Icarus.
There's not a lot of electronic bands from Canada, so I just notice these guys, and they sound, they're kind of, I like their electronica.
Mm.
It's kind of relaxing. And
yeah. How long have you been listening to them for?
I haven't been listening to them for that often, but they're pretty cool.
Yeah. It's Paul Schmidt and Bob DeEth. There's a little bit of a description actually here on the back of the record cover. Mythos combines ethnic influences from Europe to Brazil to the Middle East in their return album Eternity, using piano, Spanish guitar, trumpet, saxophone, variety of vocalists. But anyway, we're actually going to play a track off. Looks like it might be another record because this is the one we got online. So, Purity Icarus. This is an electronic act from Vancouver called Mythos, who are in line with the tastes of our special guest today, Cool Fog. So let's get into this track. Mythos, Purity Icarus.
Concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show on CITR Radio. You can find us at Twitter, at AusStranded. Thanks, Michael Raphael, for coming down to the studio. He's a local electronic artist, and those were two awesome tracks that he picked as being music that he loves. I guess you'd call them influences a little bit. Mythos was the band first up. They're a two-piece electronic outfit from Vancouver. And secondly, we heard Delirium with a song called Flowers Become Screams. Do you know much about Delirium?
Delirium, when I used to live in Ontario, I heard Delirium and I loved it. And then I found out that they're from BC and from Canada, and they didn't get much exposure in Ontario, so there was like a whole world of Canadian music that I wanted to see, and that was coming to BC, I guess, would help me explore that.
Oh, wonderful. Speaking of back when you lived in Ontario, there was a band that came up on your radar. We're switching genres here for a bit of a more of a pop act. This band is called Chalk. What are they all about?
Chalk Circle, yeah.
Chalk Circle, oh, okay.
They're a Canadian band, and I guess they're around in the mid-80s. And they got a lot of radio play in Ontario and probably out here. And it's just one of their hits, Me, Myself, and I.
Okay, cool. Let's go have a bit of a throwback here. This is a band called Chalk Circle. I found the LP in our record library. Featuring Chris Tate on vocals, Brad Hopkins on bass guitar, Derek Murphy on drums, Tad Winkslars on keyboards and saxophone, Chris Wardman on wobbly guitar. What the hell is that? Wobbly guitar. So this was recorded winter 1985 to spring 1986. So right now, right back to the mid-80s in Canadian music, Chalk Circle, as recommended by our guest today, Michael Raphael, aka Cool Fog. And I should say, when you were playing that last track by Delirium, finally an Australian electronic act popped into my head, because I'm a bit of a Luddite, I don't know much about the scene there, but one classic song popped into my head, and I'm going to get to that right after this too. So here we go, this is Chalk Circle from the album The Great Lake, and Me, Myself, and I. Okay, so that song there, that's a classic. That's from an outfit called Itchy and Scratchy from Australia. The track's called Sweetness and Light. And that charted that song back in the day. It got to number 65 on the Australian charts in 1994. So there you go. Did you like that, Michael?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one jumped out at me. I knew something would, at least one, because I had to represent the entire Australian electronic music scene in one song, and that's probably a good one to start with. Thanks so much, Michael, for coming down. Michael Raphael, a.k.a. Cool Fog.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Yeah, I'd love to keep in touch and hear some more of what you're producing. It's like I say, it's added to the show here tremendously. What can you tell us about your current, what are you doing right now? Like, are you still tinkering away?
I just got a Yamaha SY77, which is kind of an FM synth, and I think it needs some repair, so I'm going to probably try to fix it up. And then I have a Yamaha sequencer that I got a few months ago, and I'm just working on that. And I'm gonna work on my next tracks will probably involve those two synths. And yeah, I produce about a track every month or every 2 months.
Oh, great. Yeah. So once again, SoundCloud/CoolFog, and you can find some more of the great music being made by Michael. So thanks for coming in, Michael. We should press on here now with the remainder of the show. Some new music from New Zealand, Australia, and Canada.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
A few weeks, and here's a brand new track that I've discovered from an act from New Zealand, and they're called Sleepy Wolf. The track's called Conjure. You can find them in... Welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And don't forget, you can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com. And we do play Kiwi music. We've played a lot of music from New Zealand in the last couple of weeks. And I wanted to squeeze in a brand new track right now, actually. This is a band called Sleepy Wolf. You can find them on SoundCloud. They're on a label called Monkey Records, which is out of Germany, strangely enough. Now, I'll just read you a little bit here from the net. Conjure is the name of the track. It's the dreamy debut single from New Zealand-based band Sleepy Wolf, a duo consisting of Karen Bately and Sam Benge. And the sound is made unique by Karen's wonderfully soulful and timeless voice, as well as Sam's rich textured guitar playing. He has a degree in classical guitar, so here you go. Sleepy Wolf is the band. The name of the song is Conjure. And then, just by sheer coincidence, the band that I'm going to play for you straight afterwards is from Australia, and they're called the Sleepy Dreamers. So here we go, two acts up. First, Sleepy Wolf from New Zealand, and then the Sleepy Dreamers from Australia.
Feet, tuck them in neat, play around and sometimes pretend we lost our bodies and we lost our minds. And so we spin in circles until it comes true. Yeah, we spin in circles until it comes true. Conjure rhythms and we feed the flow. Remember bread once was dough. You know, I think that you know the feel of the wind on the impossible.
Give us three shots of your best bourbon and have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes and my blog rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
This is Stranded, and there are a couple of bands. with the name Sleepy in their band name. First up was an act from New Zealand, and they're called Sleepy Wolf, and the track is called Conjure. It's their debut single. They're a two-piece. And then following that was a Melbourne band called the Sleepy Dreamers, and they've released a single, their debut EP, and you can find that at Bandcamp, and the single was called Bike Song. Catchy little song there. They're a four-piece band from Melbourne, and yeah, you can stream Bike Song on Bandcamp and SoundCloud as well. And yeah, hope you enjoyed that brand new music from Australia and New Zealand before that. So two bands with Sleepy in the title, Sleepy Wolf, Sleepy Dreamers. Just in case you're feeling too sleepy now, let's kick up the pace and give you something really left of field to give you a different headspace. Kill City Kids, awesome band here from Vancouver. And I met these guys when I had the good fortune to play at the Railway Club the other night, my very first live show playing music. And that was for Shindig, and Kill City Kids were on the bill. They've got a brand new EP out called Put the Kids to Bed, and they're really quite an amazing band, and really great visually too. They've got video clips where they do a lot of stop action animation. They build their own puppets and build video clips around them using stop motion capture photography, and that's really labor intensive. So all credit to them, and I'll put up one of their new videos on the show blog actually. So Mark from the band handed me an EP on the night a couple of Tuesdays back. So I'm going to play for you the first track from that, the Superfood Adventure Dinner Club. This is the Kill City Kids from Vancouver, BC, Canada. We'll be right back. Okay, we're nearing the end of the show. We're in Vancouver Music Time right now. You heard their Kill City Kids at the top from their brand new EP, Put the Kids to Bed. And you heard a track there called The Superfood Adventure Dinner Club. Awesome stuff. As I said, I met those guys at a place called the Railway Club, which is in a very established venue here in Vancouver. And they were performing at Shindig a couple of weeks back, and I was able to pick up a copy of this EP. There's a double CD release launch November 8th at the Railway Club with Lamantosaurus and the Kill City Kids. So check that show out, November 8th at the Railway Club. And following that was another brand new track from a local band called Fantasy Prom. They are kind of a shoegaze dream pop type band from Vancouver here, and on November 1st they released their debut EP called Glistening, and I played for you a track from their EP. The band's called Fantasy Prom. Glistening is the EP, so check those guys out if you hear about them around town. The song was called Lost in Echo Park. And there's just time to fit in two more Vancouver bands here before we finish up the show. First up is Demian, D-E-M-I-A-N. That's the name of the project. And Demian features Jen Riego and Leanne Chapman. They were in a band called Certain Breeds, who are no longer together. But their new project is Demian. I'll kind of play for you a track called Sickness. Beautiful, atmospheric, melancholy track. And they're going to be playing at Chapel Arts next weekend for the big Halloween show. And after that is Drawn Ship. They're out on Scratch Records. I'm going to play for you a track called The Blame from a record they've just put out called Ghost Wait. And as I said, yeah, on Scratch Records. You can find them at www.drawnship.ca. So I've been Matt, and thanks for listening. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Bye for now, and as I said, I'll finish up with these two acts, Demian and Drawn Ship, both from Vancouver. Okay, good night.
really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us. More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Woo! Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and your level.